This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire listening area. How are you on this Friday?
I am well, hoping that the Razorbacks perform just a little better than they did last Saturday.
That's right. They'll play Louisiana Monroe tomorrow night in Little Rock.
Right.
I want to ask you about Whirlpool, because this is something we've talked about a lot. And then yesterday was a new development, I guess, as far as the square footage that represented Whirlpool in Fort Smith.
Right. And, you know, here we go with Whirlpool again. This is an interesting company. You know, they're great at keeping everything confusing. And, you know, you would think now that they've left or are leaving Fort Smith, they'd try to be a little more clear. But I guess that's not going to be the case. They're, you know, they're trying to sell their little over 2 million square foot facility here in Fort Smith, which they ceased operation in June. And so they put out a notice yesterday that they had sold that building to Infinity, a group, Infinity Asset Solutions, a group out of Ontario, Canada. Well, the Fort Smith Chamber, Tim Allen with the Fort Smith Chamber, who's working directly with Jones Lang LaSalle, the real estate agency, the global real estate agency that's trying to market this, Tim says there is no contract. That asset or that Infinity is looking at it, but they're conducting due diligence to see if the building's a fit, if the community's a fit. And that could be 4 to 6 weeks off. So knowing Whirlpool and knowing the Fort Smith Chamber, I'll take the Chamber's word over it. So I don't think there's a deal finalized on the Whirlpool building.
The last thing that anyone wanted to hear this year was another, here's some good news, wait, it might not be good news sort of situation.
Right. Now, there is a little bit of good news. Now, first let's address if Infinity buys it, if they do sign the deal, they're not going to begin production. They don't do anything. They sell property. That's what they do. They're the go-between. So they'll sell all the equipment. They'll sell whatever they can from the facility, but they'll market the property. But the good news is that it won't be in Whirlpool. If the deal is finalized, that building will no longer be in Whirlpool's hands. And the CityWire, we've heard from two good sources, and even some other folks, that Whirlpool has stymied a few efforts to sell it, to sell the facility, because they don't want to sell it to a competitor or anyone who's even remotely involved in the appliance industry.
So if this Ontario-based company has possession of the building, they would be working much harder to try to get someone in there.
Right, and they wouldn't be limited by who they recruit. They could recruit anyone. Right now, Whirlpool has pretty much said, you know, you can bring in anybody but a large appliance company. Well, that's great. I mean, that whole facility is geared to an appliance, you know, to produce appliances. You know, so, I mean, that's kind of like having a football and say, well, you can only use it on a baseball diamond. Well, you know, that doesn't work.
Another company that we're very familiar with, Walmart, is a strategy that many people don't associate with Walmart is thinking smaller, but they're doing that in some respects now.
Right. They are pushing their small store formats, and they have been for a while, the 60,000 square foot and smaller formats. And what they're doing now, which I think is interesting, is they're tying their Walmart Labs, which is their online commerce business based out in California. They're tying some of those operations, some of those innovations from Walmart Labs into their small stores, and they're creating a site to store or store to site delivery. So, if you live there, you know, you may live who knows where, but can you order something online? Well, what they'll do is they'll check with the local store, and if they've got it in stock, they'll have it delivered to you. You could order online and have something delivered to you the same day. And, you know, that's an advantage Walmart has over eBay and Amazon and some other pure online retailers that they're competing with.
You write about that at thecitywire.com this week. Also about banking numbers that came out for, well, really the entire state.
Right, the entire state. And in Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith area, what we're seeing is a good trend. It's a continuing trend of banks are able to see higher incomes. And the reason for that is they're not having to put as much back in what's called a loan loss provision. The FDIC requires banks to, you know, roughly estimate what they may lose in the future, and they set that aside. Well, with this real estate issue, especially in Northwest Arkansas, that just busted back in 2008 and 2009, banks were left holding a lot of property, a lot of homes that they couldn't sell, were overpriced. And so they've been having to eat those costs in terms of putting those loan loss provisions back. That's starting to cycle out. We're seeing gains in the home market, especially in Northwest Arkansas. So that's good news for the overall economy. Their banks aren't out of the woods yet. I mean, Metropolitan still has some concerns. First, the community bank here in Crawford County is under an order also. But the good news is there's light at the end of that banking tunnel in Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith area.
Also this week on thecitywire.com, you had the new Compass report that assigns letter grades to how economies are doing. And good news for Northwest Arkansas, you said there was some improvement. B minus, which represents minor improvement for Northwest Arkansas. Central Arkansas and Fort Smith received C minuses.
Right, and that's a continuing trend, unfortunately, for the Fort Smith area. And it's just a reflection of the job market continues just to be tough here in the Fort Smith area. But in Northwest Arkansas, the sales tax collections continue to trend upward impressively. You know, Rogers and some other communities have seen double-digit increases in sales tax collections. The job market, obviously, in Northwest Arkansas is strong. But, yes, the Compass report, we measure eight economic indicators. And, in fact, the Compass report is the only independent economic analysis for Arkansas's three largest metro areas. So, obviously, we take some pride in that. But more importantly, it gives our readers a good sense of what's going on or what has happened in the most recent quarter in Arkansas's economy.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. You can also see the City Wire on television tomorrow morning at 8 on KXNW and Sunday morning at 6 on KFSM. And you're going to be talking about taxes, security on the University of Arkansas campus, and more.
Right.
On this weekend's program. Michael, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Have a good weekend.